Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at agrigold.com.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 474 and a quarter, up 3 3/4 on the open March, 482 unchanged. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 417, up 3 1/4 on the open March, 434 up 2. July, 446 and a quarter up 2 1/4 on the open. December corn opened at 256, up 1 1/4 on the open March, 270 and a quarter up 2. May, 277 up 2 1/4. July, 284 3/4 up 1 1/2. September, 291 up 1 1/2. December, 298 up 1/2 on the open. December oats opened at 202 3/4, up 1 3/4 on the open March, 208 1/2, up 1 1/2. November soybeans opened at 548, up 3 on the open January, 562, up 3 1/4, March, 572, up 2 1/2, May, 581, up 2 1/2, July, 591, up 2 3/4, redline November, 606, up 2 1/2 on the open. October soybean meal opened at 163.30, up 90 on the open. December, 163.30, up 30. October soybean oil opened at 23.84, up 2 on the open. December, 24.20, up 2. At the Merck, September feeders opened at 115.80, up 10 on the open. October, 114.80, up 12 1/2. November, 113.85, up 35 on the open. October live cattle opened at 90.55, down 17 1/2 on the open. December, 89.85, up 15. February, 90.67 1/2, down 12 1/2. October lean hogs opened at 60.05, down 7 1/2 on the open. December, 59.35, down 32 1/2. February, 61, down 20. April, 61.80, down 22 1/2 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 86.40, down 10 on the open.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Since the openings, we've actually firmed up even a little bit more in the corn pit. Why are we showing strength today?
Well, it's a little bit surprising when you get your weather forecast saying, we're probably looking at 2 weeks of fairly good weather and we ought to get active. But, one of the things going on out there was we saw the crude come back yesterday. We saw the funds come back into buying. We saw a little bit of commercial buying here this morning that popped on in with it. And together with that lack of sellers and very tight farmer holding and pretty empty pipelines until we get something done, it's a little pop here. We did pop through the 200-day moving average this morning, run a little bit there, but we need to go up to, I think it's 59 1/4 to get to the 100-day moving average where we might see a little more activity then, Dave.
Are the funds and the speculative traders a little bit fearful of taking on the commercials at this point?
I don't think so. I think that the funds seem to be fearless, and they're all going in there, and they just don't, with the demand base that we have, just don't want to be short this corn market. And some of them are making sure they get to the party, even if it's a little early.
It is a little bit early. I mean, we're talking about a demand base that's actually 12 months away.
Yes, it doesn't start at least for 7 months before we start running low. But, there's also talk about taking the carryout numbers down a little bit on a report on Friday too, so that they're saying that maybe we used a export a little more, and there maybe isn't quite as much left as what we said in the last report.
All right, horse race this for me, Wayne. Will there be LDPs in corn and or soybeans?
I'll tell you what, unless if we can get the 2 weeks of good harvest weather, we'll have a chance. They are not going to be anywhere near what they were last year if we do get them.
So what are we looking at, a potential nickel to a dime LDP in corn, for example?
Possibly, Dave, and that's probably about it, because I think that we'll continue to keep moving there. The beans, depending on if the yields continue to come in, as we've heard in early yields and we move across here, the beans have a better potential of the possibility of seeing a little LDP.
Well, all marketing year out at the meetings, we've been kind of telling producers to hold on to the cash at all costs this fall, and it'll pay some dividends come next spring for them to continue to do that, but make cash available for short-term needs without LDPs. I wonder then, do they go to the marketing loan program after October 1st?
That is, of course, the one thing. One of the news wires carried the story this morning, Dave, that said they would like, the commercials would like to see no LDPs for the simple fact that gives the farmer more holding power and ability to hang on, and he doesn't have to stick it in a loan or do anything that way. So they'd like to maybe see the market stay above there. That would make him want to make a few cash sales to move a few things into the marketing system there.
So actually not have producers put some grain under loan.
Well, they prefer the LDPs not be there. That gives them cash flow, that they gives them a chance to hold more. But like I say, we're not sure. I think also along the way that a lot of the elevators would love the chance for it to get down enough where LDPs are being paid to add to their chance to buy futures or cash grain to add to their inventories for their ethanol needs later.
What are you believing that soybean prices will eventually grind down to, I guess we're talking lower, grind down to by the time the glut of harvest is upon us?
Well, one thing that we got going for the beans is strong wheat and strong corn prices. If they weren't so strong, we'd be feeling that, 510 to 505 could be a possibility. But with the way the corn and the beans, or the corn and the wheat are sitting, that's probably going to be a little more than what can happen. We're probably talking another 20, 25 cents lower in the glut of things if we see these beans come to market in a hurry.
Let's look at the wheat market. Is it a follower now, essentially, until the corn is half harvested?
I don't think so. I think that this wheat market is very, very strong on its own. I think we're going to be watching, how many acres we can get planted. But along the way, this wheat market is strong on its own. The dryness in Australia is pushing this market along with the dryness in Argentina.
Does wheat need export sales, and I'm thinking Iraq in particular, for this market to continue a bull run?
They sure wouldn't hurt anything, Dave. We'd sure like to see an announcement out of that deal. With all the money that we're pumping into Iraq, you'd think that they would just come over here, be friendly, and announce a nice little purchase right away. But they seem to be very hesitant, very slow buyers, and playing the market quite well for themselves.
What are you seeing over on the Merck side today?
The Merck, we had the cattle on feed report last week that was very big numbers. We thought that we might be down a little more than we were yesterday, but no live cattle being offered. We're up just marginally on the nearbys and the live cattle, but like I say, no cash move at all, and marginally higher on the hogs here today. But we look for the hogs to be a little toppy and also the cattle to be a little toppy in these ranges.
Thank you much, Wayne. You have a grand day.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's go ahead and look at the current prices, and these are real-time. December wheat at Kansas City 477, up 6 at the Board of Trade. December wheat, 419, up 5 1/4. March, 437, up 5. December corn, 257 1/2, up 2 3/4. March, 271, up 2 3/4. May, 278 1/2, up 2 3/4. December 2007, 298 1/2, up 1. November beans, 546 3/4, up 1 3/4. January, 560 1/4, up 1 1/2. March, 571, up 1 1/2. November, 605 1/2, up 2. October soybean meal, 162.40, unchanged. October soybean oil, 23.83, up 1. At the Merck, September feeders, 115.75, up 5. October live cattle, 90.87 1/2, up 15. October lean hogs, 62.40, up 27 1/2. Outside markets, November crude oil, 61.30, is off 15 cents. The U.S. dollar, 38 cents firmer today, currently at 85.76. The S&P 500 trading at 13.30 is up almost 4 points. And the Goldman Sachs Commodities Index, 418.56, is off 37 cents. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.